What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Again, appreciation to Nick Haley, offensive coordinator of Houston Texans, for sitting down with us after practice here, day 8 at the Houston Methodist Training Center. And look, I will give him some grace. That man was coming right off the field of a not great day, so I appreciate him giving us the answers that we were ultimately able to get in that conversation.
Yeah, he wanted to get back into that building, but he was good enough. We had some interesting things to call from that I'm sure we're going to be talking about here as we move forward. But yeah, you know, when it wasn't as bad as yesterday, as day before yesterday, but it wasn't great.
No.
It was in the neighborhood. So he, you know, there's frustration. I think they're confident. You could sense that, you know, in what they're doing, what they're trying to establish, some of the personnel that they're starting to get together and believe in. But they're still facing just a monster of a defense that is making life hard on them.
Yeah, speaking of confidence, Dana Brown, in talking to the media, he spent 20 minutes after the trade deadline was completed and the Astros acquired 3 bats. We talked about Ramon Urias. And then they did indeed bring back Carlos Correa. And then they add Jesus, and of course I forget his name, as soon as I Sanchez. There we go. I was about to call him Jesus Salazar, and I was like, that's not his name. Jesus Sanchez, an outfielder. Those are the 3 new Houston Astros at the deadline. No arms, notably, but Dana Brown was very confident in his comments to the assembled media. But the question that I have, are you happy with how the trade deadline played out for your Houston Astros? 713-572-4610.
I'm curious on your thought. I'm not going to say thrilled. I'm very happy. There's one little bitty sort of fly in the ointment that needs to be ironed out. But let's talk about the really good stuff that happened. I mean, it's impossible not to love the day that the Astros had. I mean, they solidified third base, which we found out the last couple of days that Isak Paredes is pretty much done for the year. 6 to 7 months.
And from the horse's mouth, Dana Brown, when asked about if Isak Paredes would play again this year, said, you know, we could tell you that the injury was more significant than we anticipated. Obviously, Paredes still looking for a second opinion. And basically, Dana Brown was like, once that second opinion comes in, we'll be able to tell you more, which is basically, hey, we're not going to officially say, but once we can get through a second medical situation, then we'll be able to tell you that, we're not expecting to see this man for a good amount or basically for the remainder of the season.
So let's talk about all the good things that's happened. It was like just about perfect. You got that. You got the third baseman with Correa. Not only that, but he's a true clubhouse leader that has been there and done that and certainly will immediately influence an already well-established clubhouse. You also got the left-handed bat that we all talked about, et cetera. You also got Urias, who can just give you depth. And also, I feel this is important, give Joe Espada some flexibility across the lineup and in late innings. You know, you've heard me in the last few days, last week or so, and the late innings, that bottom of the lineup, it made me nervous, made me a little uncomfortable. I think it affected this team. Well, you got that now. Like you've got that covered. Everything that you could have hoped for, and I know the cost was relatively high, but not as high as it could have been because they were looking for $50 million.
Correa?
Yeah. The Astros were looking for them to take $50 million. They only took 33.
Correct.
But nevertheless, you got just about everything, except, and this is the fly in the ointment, the pitcher. But do you have those pitchers on the way? You got 5 guys that are out there right now. Spencer Arrighetti, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, JP France, Sean Dubin is a reliever, that are all slated to begin early August. What month is it again today? August.
It is early August, August 1st. Yeah. Again, make sure you pay your rent.
So do they have those guys, you know, on? Do they feel good about those guys stepping in and getting it done?
Well, of course, according to Dana Brown, and when it comes to return to play, return to baseball, you take whatever you will with a grain of salt. But he did say that, and he was putting pretty – this seems like a fairly hard date from Dana Brown. Arrighetti next week.
Yeah.
Javier behind him. Garcia behind him was the just a quick paraphrase of what he said to the media yesterday. Arrighetti next week feels like a very hard situation there. Like, you are going to get Arrighetti in the next calendar week.
Yeah.
And so with that being the case, like, that is a third pitcher that you feel strongly about.
Yes.
Although I don't know how long you can expect him to throw. Like, are you expecting him to throw 5 or 6?
If they can get 5 or 6, I'd be thrilled. I would think they're going to try to shoot for that. And here's another thing.
And after that, the idea of, you know, this one after, you know, Javier behind him, Garcia behind them. I almost read that on almost like weeks. Like, hey, another week and another week.
Yeah.
But that's not inherent. That's just kind of the way that I heard it.
Yeah, and keep this in mind. You know, the Astros were looking at Dylan Cease. So maybe they, you know, that was just covering themselves, getting another big-time pitcher in. But the Padres wanted Arrighetti, and they said no.
And three prospects on top of Arrighetti.
So maybe it was a case of, look, we feel good about Arrighetti or Luis Garcia or a combination of those and J.P. France, but we don't want Dylan Cease enough to get rid of those guys.
Yeah, ultimately Dana was saying that what it came down to was the bats were a priority. They wanted to address pitching, but the arms were too expensive.
Yeah.
And that's something that we kind of talked about to some degree, is just if you were going to get a starting pitcher that's too expensive. The secondary question I have to that, though, is, so did they forego the notion of, pen guys?
Well, I think that what they're looking at and counting on is, at least, if they could just, what did I say, just bat 300 on these pitchers coming back. You know, if you get one, two maybe, pitchers that can be contributors, and I know that's more than 30%, but you can get one or two pitchers that maybe contribute, then your bullpen becomes automatically better with some of the guys that you have already.
It's going to need to because Ryan Gusto goes out in that
Gusto
trade that brings in Sanchez to the outfield. I'm still trying to figure out how much I like this. I do like this from the perspective of the bats needed to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You needed to be able to bring in...
And a left-hander.
You needed to bring in constructive at-bats, especially with Alvarez, who has been fundamental to what you were doing.
Yeah.
And the level of flexibility, as you mentioned, with the left-hander. Sanchez is going to be able to play when you need a left-handed bat. Like, and it seems like that's the plan of what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to have him play left field when you need him in the lineup. And Altuve will play a lot more second base down the stretch. And he'll also, as Dana mentioned, Sanchez will play a little right field to give Cam Smith some rest, which I think is much needed. This is the longest season of baseball that he's played.
Yeah.
I think him and Correa are going to be the guys that factor in the lineup. And I think those guys matter in addition to a Jeremy Pena that I would anticipate plays probably tonight, this weekend in Boston. Like, I think I love that in order to get some offense to help these pitchers, especially because that's also part of helping your pen is making sure that you have some runs so that they're not in high leverage situations every time they take them.
No, I like it a lot, but it does lead to another question, because I think the reason that the trade deadline was so active, this was a very active trade deadline across the league. I think everybody thinks they have a shot. I think there's no team that has completely separated itself from everyone else. So everyone's trying to get that final piece, those final pieces, to kind of go over the top. So let me ask you this. Did the Astros do enough to maybe be the boogeyman again? Because they have Correa back. They have some players back. They got a left-handed bat. Maybe they'll get some pitchers back. Or because everybody else was making moves, is it still wide open?
Now, what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
I don't think that they're boogeyman status yet. Like, and of course, I say that with the understanding that they have been the zombie Astros and they've been able to make things shake. But I don't think that I looked at what they added and I was like, okay, now they are they are, you know, the ones that everybody needs to become. They need to become the hunted. Yeah. I don't know that I viewed it that way. Carlos Correa coming back is solid. The defense is still something that I'm looking to see how valuable that is.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe the question with Correa is more into the future, right? Like, next year, where do you play him?
Yeah.
And that is a valid question that's worth asking.
Where do you play him?
I don't know, unless maybe you want to trade on Isak Paredes after, you know, trade high, sell high there. I've seen someone even mention that trading Peña would not necessarily be entirely out of the question in some people's perspectives. I don't even know how much I want to engage with that at this moment.
Yeah.
There are some things that you could possibly do, but I understood, like, the need to make it happen right now. I still wonder if that cost isn't a lot, but I get what you're getting back when it comes to a leader, a guy who helps, like, the clubhouse, and also a guy that jazzes up and juices up the city. As you mentioned, there's people out here on the field to start practice today talking about Correa being back in town.
Yeah, no, I went to that nerdy Reggie Atitula, you know, what'd you pay for the trade, who won the trade, so to speak, in terms of cost. The Astros, at least according to one website, said slightly high they paid on Correa is what they called it.
Very, very low prospect, but because they're taking on so much of the money, they're going to be in that luxury tax situation, which is interesting also, because Jim Crane seems to only want to go to that space if he feels very confident about the player
That's
or the circumstance.
That's why I was asking about the boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know, does he feel like he's got it? And then slightly low on Sanchez. We'll see. But let me ask you this, because I think if you look at the lineup, and this, I put together a little lineup, just my thoughts.
Okay.
Let's say you get Jeremy Peña.
Okay? Yes.
He's leading off. Jose Altuve.
Okay.
Carlos Correa. Jesus Sanchez. Cam Smith. Christian Walker. Victor Caratini DH. Yonner Diaz. Taylor Trammell. I don't mind that. And that doesn't even count Yordan, who's not back yet.
Can you give it to me one more time?
It doesn't count Ramon Urias. It doesn't count Mauricio Dubon or Jake Myers, who hasn't come back. So what I'm saying is your depth is better, but here's the lineup again. How does this grab you? Jeremy Peña. Jose Altuve. Carlos Correa, Jesus Sanchez, Cam Smith, Christian Walker, Victor Caratini, Yonner Diaz, and then Taylor Trammell. I don't mind that.
No, I mean,
I don't mind that.
I think you feel a little bit better about like having more portions of your lineup that are dangerous.
Yeah,
absolutely. I do think that is a lot better of what you're looking at, and I think that matters a lot, a good amount. So look, I'd be lying to get out here and tell you that the Astros did not make a significant move in order to give themselves a better opportunity to compete. I just don't think that they're far and ahead better, especially when you're far and away, rather, better than the rest of the AL, especially the ways that though everybody was in an arms race. The AL looks like a murderer's row of teams.
Yeah, and a lot of them tried to get better and did get better.
100%. Yeah. From the 832, y'all crazy. The infield will be nice next season. Walker at first. Paredes at second, Peña at shortstop, Correa at third. I mean, maybe you want to move Paredes at second. I'm still not sure if that's necessarily the move that they want to make. But look, we'll see what happens when they get there. For the remainder of the season, this is what they rock with. And I think the pitching still remains a little bit of a question. But hey, they seem to feel confident that what they're getting back is something that they can rock with. And
that's what this whole deal hinges on, right? What those guys coming back are going to
look like. 100%.
Like, no matter Correa, that's a big help. No matter anything else, you know, that makes this team better. If they don't get one or two of those guys, that's all we're asking. If, you know, to perform at a high level, it's going to be a tough road.
I mean, Correa coming back, and they're really also depending on Correa coming back and getting back to his old ways in friendly confines, because he's had an up and down season this year with the Twins. It's one of the reasons why the Twins are willing to, you know, try and get off of the money that they've given him for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
But they're hoping that you get that back. If you do get that back, hey, maybe you can score in a different way. That'd be great. But what kind of offense do you anticipate? Like, you read off the lineup, yeah. And I do think that's a level
and
of danger.
No Yordan, no Dubon.
How much better are you? Yeah. Is the question. Are you a top 10 offense in baseball? Are you a top 12 offense in baseball? And what does that do difference versus, you know, being a, you know, a team that was just beating teams with defensive pitching?
Right. No, I think that's more than fair. It's getting real interesting, though, and I'm really just making the moves. And as I mentioned, everybody thinks they have a chance. The Astros are right there. I think, you know, it clearly makes them better. Again, what are those pitchers going to do? That's what I need to know.
That remains the question, and hopefully we'll see. Again, Dana Brown gives you some feeling that that's going to happen sooner rather than later, of seeing at the very least Arrigetti. Then after that, Javier, and after that, Garcia. And I would love to hold him to it because we've been waiting all season long to see some of that come back. But there you go. That's it seems like a lot of people, somebody said it's about power needed in the bat. And yes, Correa absolutely does bring some of that. Steve on the YouTube says Astros will need to get at least 88 to 91 wins and at least get to the ALCS. I imagine they're saying like to validate what's happening here. And from the 713, Astros have the best defense. They have the best pitching rotation. They also have the best bullpen. I think the Evil Empire is back.
I don't know about the pitching. We have to find out. They're at the top end. They're dang good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what we'll see what we ultimately have with this Astros team, especially once you get some of these new assets in and play a little baseball.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday here in the loop. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.